This piece started with review of an interview transcript with Homer local Tom Shelford on July 22, 1981, conducted by a middle school student. It was part of a project sponsored by the Homer Society of Natural History, connecting young residents with homesteaders to gather Homer life histories. There are very few questions from the student. It's mostly a personal commentary. To share it, I left some parts of the transcript as direct quotes because they maintain the idiosyncrasies of the speaker. The message I interpret from it is Beluga Slough Chronicle. This is Tom Shelford, 1981, from the Pratt Museum Archives. I came to Homer to stay in Homer. I lived for 2 years in Solovia and came to Homer in 1930. When I first moved to Alaska, I didn't know Solovia was on the map. I spent a year and a half down in Washington to get enough money to pay my fare. I was planning to go to Fairbanks, but so was everybody else. A fellow on the boat says, "You better come to Solovia with me." I said, "Where in the heck is Solovia?" And he pointed it out to me on the map. "Come up on that old steamer, the Northwestern." We landed in Seward, then took the train to Anchorage. We had to lay in Anchorage for 2 weeks before we could catch the mail boat down the inlet to Solovia. I looked at that town and thought, boy, this is the end of the world. Anyway, I only had $20 left in my pocket. I thought, I better get some money from someplace and go back. I was walking down the street, an old man young who owns the grocery store was sitting out there on the railing, feeding the pigeons. I got talking to him and asked him if there was any work around here. He said, "Here comes a fellow down the street right now. I think he's looking for some men." It was Andy Holmes. He had a herring saltery. Young stopped him and introduced me. I asked him if he needed any help. "Come right on down. $6 a day," he said. After several more details, Shelton closes. And I've been here ever since. I homesteaded here, down here on Beluga Slough. I owned half of that slough at one time, bought it for $50. I could talk and talk all day. It used to be quite a deal here when we didn't have any boat harbor, only just this Beluga Slough. The transcript gets convoluted here, but the story isn't over. It's actually where the pace picks up, and the nature of the slough takes over. Here's the weight of it. In the final two pages of transcript, with the theme of the slough as a difficult harbor, Shelford begins an account of Solovia residents who wanted to be shuttled to Homer. Travel date logistics may be inaccurate, but it sounds like spring. It's more a slew of words in a different way than the rest of the piece. It's a marsh of storm terms, blowing southwest to beat heck, 12 to 13 foot rolling seas, it was boiling in there. Character names, relationships, interpretations, remembered dialogue. "I wonder if the mail will be in today," one woman said, and someone responded, "Well, they can't use the slough. They'll have to go around the spit and come in Mud Bay." Shelford recalls a group of residents watching the attempted harbor. A final tragic wave fails the engine of the boat that did pursue the slough and was pulled back out into the surf and collapsed. Shelford provides more dramatic and extremely detailed information about who was in the boat, what the folks on the beach did to try and save or find survivors, and what they sought the next day. When he gets a chance, the interviewer ends the story abruptly with, "Thank you very much. I will have to come back and talk to you some other time." Silence. Blank page. This is an insightful mix of weather, geography of the slough, impact of tides and human decisions. A local, memory, and lesson. This is Emily Springer.